I now call on the representative of Qatar on a second intervention.
I thank you, Madam President. It is truly regrettable that the delegation of the United Arab Emirates would once again attack verbally Qatar, and this is not surprising in light of the results of the investigation into the hack of the Qatari news agency that happened a few months ago. This is an investigation that was conducted in addition to Qatari authorities by international agencies, and the results show that the hacking happened from a nearby Gulf state. And this crime was accompanied by a campaign of lies and defamation that targeted Qatar. And the lies that were included in the UAE statement is a continuation of this campaign, which everybody realizes is fabricated. We would like to affirm that any allegations that aim to create a link between Qatar and terrorism are false and baseless. Those who stand behind this campaign have tried to accuse falsely Qatar of terrorism because of the effective use of the word terrorism. And these abominable attempts have failed because the international community refuses to use the accusation of terrorism as a way to manifest and to berate countries and draw them with a bad name and to separate them from international efforts. Qatar has exerted efforts that are supported and lauded by many. Therefore, it is truly ironic that the UAE would speak about combating terrorism, whereas some of its citizens have participated in some of the ugliest terrorist attacks in history. And its regime is considered one of the its financial regime is the most benefited of by terrorists and continues to defy international sanctions. Thank you, Madam.